Welcome to Champions of Destiny. The theme of our story for the month has been Building Purposeful Relationships. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 to 18 says, in my words, you need someone to sharpen and bring out the best in you. That person is called a friend. It is like this. If you care for a thing or a person, they will reward and honor you eventually. As an introduction, it is important to note that relationship is an asset. God places certain persons in your life as destiny helpers and guides. Never treat them casually. Therefore, episode 3 is titled Taking Control of Autopilot Relationships. Most relationships are by default. Whom do you have in your core circle of friendship? If they are people that life and conditions randomly drew to you, then you are in what I call an autopilot relationship. That means relationship that happens by default. You did nothing to start it, and possibly you are doing nothing conscientiously to keep it going. The unfortunate thing is that we are almost at the same path with the people that come into our lives by default. They can barely lift you up by words or actions, neither can you do much for them. If you are blessed with a relationship or with relationships that actively or passively challenge you to go beyond your limits, you are really, really favored. So how do you take control of the autopilot relationship and make it productive? Number one, be deliberate about your relationship. To take control of your autopilot relationship, you have to be deliberate about your connection. People are free to come and go, but you have to consciously choose persons to build lasting relationship with based on your values. If you are a person of value, then you will be deliberate about what you tolerate. 2. Assess and filter your circle of relationships. When last did you perform a friendship scan? You have a responsibility to assess your circle of relationships and place them where they belong in the right layer. Then you will appropriately set boundaries, allocate the amount of time and resources to them accordingly. 3. Initiate communication with your relationships. You are a seeker. Go for what you seek. You ought to establish contact with your desired relationship. You can have an actual relationship or even a virtual one by forming a connection with the books and materials of the person you seek to be in relationship with. At least this makes it possible for you to be able to stretch beyond your present cycle. 4. Value your relationships. What you don't value will not stay. If you want to improve on your relationship, then you have to give quality attention to the persons involved. People love to be where they are recognized and celebrated. You can demand the release of the grace on someone by how you value them. What you do not value, you will not seek. So seek and recognize the people you value. Finally, number 5. Set relationship goals. I mean, you should be clear about what you want from a relationship and how to get it. Based on what you set out to achieve, you become deliberate and can assess the people in your circle or layers of relationship. What are your relationship goals and how do you intend to achieve them? There are people who can help you and lift you towards your goals. These are the people you need in your life. Of course, there is need to have others that you can also develop or share with the people within your circle? Are they inspiring or draining you? If your answer is the latter, then you need to reach out to people who are better than you. Do not be controlled by autopilot relationships. Take charge and be strategic in building purposeful relationships. Coincidentally, this will be the focus of our final episode. So stay tuned. This is Samato with Champions of Destiny, giving wings to your dreams. God bless you.